Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on daf Lamed Hey Amed Beis, five lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. It is also sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yanki Schiffman, Lila Nishmas's mother, Maras Tzivya Basra Biakov, whose yahrzeit is today, and Shama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to have four different statements of Rav Yehuda relating to Chazakah. The first one is going to be about a Jew who has a Chazakah from a Nachri, and then a previous Jewish owner comes and is Ma'arer on that field, and then a few other dinim relating to Chazakah, and other dinim not from Rav Yehuda relating to Chazakah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss having a chazakah on avadim and on small farm animals who move about freely. So is there any sort of chazakah on such things? Then at the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss the root of the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. We had in the Mishnah, how long does it take to have a chazakah? Does it take 3 full years? Well, neither Rabbi Yishmael nor Rabbi Akiva held that way. Rabbi Akiva held that even 14 months, a year plus a month in the prior year, in a month in the following year, whereas Rabbi Shmuel said 18 months, 3 months in the year prior, 3 months in the year following, plus the 12 months in between. So what exactly is the Nekuda Samachlokas? And the Gemara is going to have two possible suggestions, and that's going to lead us into a discussion whether plowing a field is enough to constitute a chazakah. Once the Gemara demonstrates that neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Akiva hold that plowing a field is enough to constitute usage of a field that would make it a chazakah. So the Gemara is going to try to show who holds and who doesn't hold about plowing a field being a chazakah, and that will bring us to the end of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So let's begin 5 lines from the end of the page on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amrav, Yisrael Abba Machmas Ovid Chavim. A Jew has a chazakah in a field that previously had belonged to a different Jew, but his taina that he owns it is that he bought it from a Nachri. That not that I bought it from the previous Jew, but that there was a Nachri that owned it in between. I purchased it from that Nachri. Sarehu Kovid Chavim. The Jew that's being machzik in it right now would have no stronger a chazaka than the Nachri himself. And the din by a Nachri is Ma Ovid Chavim Ein Lo Chazaka. A Nachri that has a field for several years, even more than 3 years, never gets a chazaka. He's never going to be Naaman that he had purchased that karka. So Ela Bishtar, unless he has an actual shtar, which is another way of saying that there is no chazaka, meaning chazaka normally replaces a shtar. A nachri has nothing to replace a shtar. He needs to have the actual shtar. Sa'av Yisrael haba machmas ovid chavim elo chazaka elo b'shtar. So too a Jew who's claiming that my rights to the field are because I purchased this field from an ovid chavim, so he also needs to hold on to the shtar. It's not going to be enough to have a chazaka. The Rashbam writes that the nachri requires a shtar mechira that shows that the Yisrael sold him the karka. Why? Because Stamis Nachrim are Gazlanim Haim, and when they steal the field, the Jew is going to be afraid to make a macha'a. So the Chacham were never Mesakein a din of Chazaka for a Nachri, because since the Jew is going to be afraid to make a macha'a, the fact that he wasn't Ma'arer doesn't show that that he's the rightful owner of the field. But if the Nachri has a shtar, then he is Ne'aman, because a Stam Nachri is not a Sikrikon. A Sikrikon is someone who forces other people to sell them a field and sign on the dotted line. So the shtar is at least going to work. We don't assume that the shtar is not going to work, right? Meaning if he's a Sikrikon, then even a shtar won't work, because that's someone who will not just grab the field from you, but who will force you to sell the field and then force you to sign the document or to have Edom sign the document. Another reason, the Shita Sakamonim Kotz Rabbeinu Baruch, another reason why a Nachri doesn't have a Chazaka is because Kol Chazaka Sheini Mataina is Ein a Chazaka. So a Jew who we believe him is Taina is a Taina. But a Nachri, Asher Piyam Di Bershah, V'yaminam Yamin Sheker, where the Pasuk in Tehillim says that there's no Ne'amanos, that we don't assume that there's anything truthful coming out of his his mouth. So Mimela, every chazaka is a chazaka she'eni mataina, because any taina that he's going to say, we're going to have a certain distrust of that taina. The Rashba quotes the name of the Ravid based on the Gemara we're going to have later in this parak, that we're not going to be so fearful of an achri that we're not going to make a macha at all. It's just going to take us a longer time to build up the courage to make a macha if an achri is in our property. And therefore, after 40 years, an achri would have a chazaka. And anyone who comes mikoach an achri is going to have a chazaka. So it's just not 3 years, it's 40 years, a little bit longer. So by that point, the Jew will have built up the courage that he would make a macha on the nachri. But anyway, so our chiddush of Rabbi Dam Rav is that if a Jew claims ownership to karka that he's been living in for 3 years based on the fact that he had purchased it from a nachri, that is not a chazaka, just like the nachri himself would not have chazaka from being there for 3 years. Amar Rava, the Amar Yisrael, but if the Jew claims l'didi Amar li'ovid kochavim diminach zavna, Mehemen, that if when the original owner, the original Jewish owner comes and says, hey, that's my land, what are you doing here? And he says, oh, not only did I buy it from a nachri, but the nachri that I bought it from told me that you were the previous owner. He told me he bought it from you. Well, then he's Neman, and the chazaka is going to work. Says the Gemara, what? Mika midi dilu ovid kachavim amar lo mehemen vilu amar Yisrael mishmeid ovid kachavim mehemen? Meaning, what if the nachri is still in the land and the Jew comes and says, hey, that's my land, and the nachri were to say, no, I bought it from you? Well, we would ignore him. We would not. The nachri doesn't have a chazaka. He needs to have a shtar. Short of a shtar, we don't believe him. So now I'm quoting the nachri, that the nachri told me he bought it from you. That's going to be better than the nachri himself saying that he bought it from him. Why would that work? Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says, no, we got it wrong. It's the following. I Amar Yisrael, if the Yisrael says, Kamei didi zavna ovid chav minach, not that he told me, I saw it. It was in front of me that the Nachri bought this field from you. So I know bivados that the Nachri bought this field from you. So the Rishonim point out that it's lav dafka, the exact case that the Gemara mentions, that I know it because I saw it with my own eyes. Even if he says that the Nachri gave me his shtar mechira, meaning I saw with my own eyes the shtar mechira that the Nachri had from you, that would also be good enough, because the Nachri is Naaman with the shtar. So I'm able to say that I know that this Nachri had a shtar, and the Yisrael is Neman about that. So then it becomes a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. So vizavna ne'alei, and he sold it to me. The Nachri turned around and sold it to me. Mehemen, then the Yisrael is going to be believed. Migo di bayamalei, migo, that he could have said if he wanted, anazvin to menach. He could have said the Nachri never existed. I bought the field directly from you, and then you'd be believed because he has shalosh shanim. He has 3 years of chazaka, so he's Neman when he tainas that yes, there was a Nachri that owned it in between, but I have purchased it from that Nachri. There is a discussion over here, is this a Migo, this Ne'amanus? Is this work we did Migo, or is there something else in play over here? There's Machlokas, Ksos, and Sivas, whether it's the Ne'amanus of the Tohen is because of a Migo, or is Ne'aman not Mikoach Migo, but since he has a Chazaka that's Yeshi Mataina, so that's it. Meaning, once he has a Chazaka, Yeshi Mataina, so that alone is the source of the Ne'amanus, and there are enough Kaminas between them. But not for now. So that is statement number one of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda had said that a Yisrael who comes mikoach nachri is just like the nachri, and he needs to have the shtar. And then we just added this detail. But if he says, I know that the Nachri was the rightful owner, then he's going to be believed with his chazaka. Statement number two of Rabbi Yehuda. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Hayman dinakat magla visuvalia. A person who has the equipment that's necessary to cut down fruits from palm trees, va'amar, and he says, Ezel igzra ledikla deplanya dezavinta minei, that I'm going to go to the dekel of so-and-so because I bought the peros from his trees. So I have every right now to go and take them. So Mehemen, he's believed, we don't prevent him from doing so as long as the Bailim was never mocha, and the Bailim doesn't have, and he, even though the guy over here has no raya that he actually bought the rights to these peros, but we assume that he's telling the truth. Why? Because lo chatzavinish lemigzadikla delav delay. No one would have the chutzpah to go and start cutting down fruits from a tree that's not his. So if the Bailam makes a macha, we're going to say, well, wait a second, maybe this guy does have the chutzpah. But if the Bailam didn't make a macha, and the guy is going, and you're just an innocent bystander, you're watching him going, you're like, what are you doing going into someone else's property? He says, ah, don't worry about it. I bought this. You're allowed to believe him. You don't have to stop him from doing that. He can go about his business. You can assume he's telling the truth. If afterwards, Rashbam points out, if afterwards the Bailam come and says, lo hidvar me'olam, I never sold you anything, even though there are edim that, that the guy was malakit the peros, you're not able to, the Bailam is not going to be able to take back the peros or their value. He can only be mechayiv him a shavua on that. But if the Bailam makes the macha before the guy ever goes in, the guy's walking, instead of me seeing this guy walking into my friend's field, my friend, the owner of the field himself sees him. He says, what are you doing? Get out of my field. He says, no, I bought it from you. No, you didn't. I'm making a macha. So that, Rashbam says, for sure he could stop him from going into his field. At that point, they could have a din Torah, and short of a proof that he actually purchased the payrolls, he will not be allowed to go into the field. And certainly, mikan l'haba, once the Bailam makes a macha, the guy is not going to be allowed back into the field without a shtar. So that certainly is not going to be permissible. Tosos points out, you know, the expression lo chotzev inish lemitzvadikla delav delay. He would never have the chutzpah. You know, think about how this story started. We said that the guy is walking with his equipment, and he says, I am hereby going, like he makes like this public proclamation that I am going into somebody else's field. So Tosfos says that's not really a critical part of the, even if he sneaks in, you know, even if he walks in quietly and he doesn't draw attention to himself, it's still a lo chatzav inish, meaning lo chatzav inish is just that to have the audacity to do it, not the audacity to announce it. So even if it were not this public display, it would still be the same halacha that we would assume that it's his, unless the Bailam makes some sort of macha and tries to prevent him from going in and taking taking the fruit from the field. Vamar Rav Yehuda, a third din of Rav Yehuda. Haiman da'achzik miguda da'arode ulevar. A person who makes a chazaka on the land that's miguda da'arode ulevar. What exactly is that? So arode are a wild donkey. So the guda da'arode, the way the Rashbam understands it, is that they would, if you had fields that were right near the forest areas where there were a lot of wild animals, so they would, if you owned a large area of property, you wouldn't build a fence around the entirety of the property. You'd be machnis the fences in a little bit. You'd fence off a certain portion of the property, and you'd leave on the outside of the property, you'd leave certain empty area that you own, and that's where you would throw like extra zra'im and extra things, because these wild beasts, if there was nothing available for them to eat, they would jump the fence and they would eat up your whole property. So you leave a little something for them on the outside to satisfy them so that they won't then jump into your property. So you have this this large piece of property that you own. You build your fences around a portion of that property. On the outside, you have the areas that's there for the wild animals so that they'll leave the core section of your property alone. And someone comes and makes a chazaka on those outskirts of your property, on the parts of your property that are there for the wild beast. La v'chazaka, that's not a chazaka. My time, why is that not a chazaka? Meimar Amar, because the Bala Sada will say to himself, kol dezer nami, aru de'achlilei. The guy's an idiot, but whatever he plants, the wild donkeys are going to come and they're going to eat it. There's a reason why I don't use that part of the property. So he's not going to think to make a macha. He's not going to bother him enough to make a macha. And then a fourth din of Rav Yehuda related to chazaka. V'yam Rav Yehuda, ach achala orla in a chazaka. If a person is machzik in a field that has trees that are in their first 3 years since being planted that are arla, which are all asr ba'na, that's not a chazaka because the Bailam doesn't care that you're eating his arla peros. It's they're all asr ba'na anyway. He couldn't have it anyway. So why would he make a macha? So it doesn't bother him. And furthermore, the Yad Rama points out, Halitei l'Rasha v'Yamus. This guy wants to be a Rasha, he wants to steal my food. Good, let him violate an Isra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him doubly for the Benon L'Chaveru, for the Benon L'Makom. So let him do whatever he does. It's not my problem that he's going and he's eating Arla produce. The Rashbam points out, so that year of Arla doesn't count toward the years of Chazaka. And for sure, obviously, if all 3 years that he was Machzik were all 3 years of Arla, that would not be a valid Chazaka. So whatever he's eating from the trees that are within the range of Arla years is not going to be a Chazaka. Tanya Nami Achi, and we have a Brisa that supports that idea, but it expands beyond just Arla. Achala, Arla, Ushvias, and Viklayim. If a person tries to make Chazaka while the trees are Arla, or during a Shemitah year, or on Klayim, ain't a Chazaka. It's not a Chazaka. Now, when we say Klayim over here, so Klayim in general, you're not allowed to plant Klayim, but it's Mutar. Meaning, if someone decides to take a plum and a pear and somehow put them together and make another fruit that's very sweet and delicious. So you're not allowed to do that, but if you see it in the supermarket, you're allowed to buy it, right? I mean, you're allowed to eat it. So Klayim is not referring to that. Klayim is referring to Kilei HaKerem specifically. Kilei HaKerem is also Ba'ana. Klayim from a vineyard where you have grain and grapes that grow near each other, too close to each other, that's asubana. So klayim is a more specific form of klayim, namely kilei akerem. So if a person tries to eat from someone else's field during the year of Arla, during the year of Shemitah, or klayim, it's not a chazaka. Because they're asa, the Bible is not going to be choshesh to make a macha'a. And by perus shviyas, it's not asa. The perus shviyas, it's not a chazaka because it's hefker lakol. That's just the din of Shemitah, is that you have to be mafker your field to everybody. So, of course, he's not going to make a macha'a when you're in his field during Shemitah. There's an interesting discussion that Ber Hetev raises in Hilchos Purim. Ber Hetev has a suffix. If a person sends shalach manos to somebody on Purim and he sends him a chicken, and it turns out the chicken was a trefa, but the guy ate it already, no one knew. The sender didn't know it was a trefa, the recipient didn't know it was a trefa, and the person eats the whole chicken, and only after he eats the whole chicken they discover that it was a trefa. Was the fellow yotzei mishlach manos, or he's not yotzei mishlach manos? Meaning he sent him something, the guy got hanah from it, but it turned out to have been treif. So in the Tshuvas Hon Yosef, it's quoted here in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he discusses this shaila and another similar shaila of a person who's mekadesh in isha with an oaf treifa. Maybe that's why we use a ring. We don't want to take a risk, otherwise we'd bring chickens. But he's mekadesh in isha with an oaf treifa, and none of them knew at the time of the kiddushin that it was an oaf treifa. And the woman had a delicious lunch; she ate it, and then they discover afterwards that it was a trefa. So the Shoel wanted to say that she's Mukudashas, and in the case of Mishloach Manos, Yosei Mishloach Manos, based on a Gemara in Maseches Becharos, that someone who shochet the Bechor and was not married the Mum to a Kohen, and he sold the Basar, and then he found out that it wasn't a valid enough Mum, and therefore he shechted it Pe'isser, whatever the purchasers, whatever the buyers of that meat ate, you have to return them the money. And Rashi writes that returning the money is only a knas because you sold them something that you knew you should have asked a shaila about. So there's a knas that you have to give them back their money. But the implication is, had you not done anything wrong and it just turned out that it wasn't a valid mum, but you did ask a shaila or you didn't, so then it wouldn't be a problem. You would not have to return them the money. So the shaila wanted to say, in this case also, the guy did nothing wrong. They had no idea it was a trefa. They had no reason to assume it was a trefa. It was one of the trefas that we don't check for or something like that, and they only happen to discover it by accident afterwards. So the Chidah in Birkei Yosef discusses this Shaila, and he says, no, this Shaila is a Machlokas Rambam and Raivin in our Sugya. How is it a Machlokas Rambam and Raivin in our Sugya? So what's our Sugya? You eat from the field during Arla, during Shemitah, or it's Klayim. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Toin Vinita in Parakid Beis, Halacha Beis, that this din is even when you eat the peros themselves, that you have a chazaka, based on the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel, that this chazaka actually does work, not based on our gears, so that it does not work. The chazaka requires that the machzik eat. So you see see that even an achilas iser is considered a chazaka, because sof you got hana'a from the achilas iser. So it would seem that the same would apply to a treifa, that you, if your person was ochel, even though it was an achilas iser, but they were nana from the achila, and therefore you'd be mekayim mishloach manos. The Ravid, however, disagrees with the Rambam. He says, no, when we talk about an achila of arla and of klayim working toward a chazaka, again, according to the Gersa, it's not like our Gersa, that it actually works toward a chazaka, that means that you're benefiting from the wood that, that you know, of the trees in that field and things like that, but not the peiros. The peiros would be an achilas iser, and achilas iser can't count toward anything. So that very machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid, may be the issue when it comes to that shaila of the mishloach manos and the kiddushe isha of something that was in fact a treifa. Another din in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. So now we're beyond Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, achala shachas lo avi chazaka. If a person ate from the field or benefited from the field by having shachas, meaning he didn't allow the grain to grow to its full growth, he already cut it when it was very when it was just beginning to grow, and it can only be used as animal fodder, that's not a chazaka, because he wasn't machzik karka, kedemachzki inchi. That's not the way people normally use the karka. So the Bailim didn't think to make a macha'a, because he wasn't he wasn't using the field in a normal way, the way the owner would normally use the field. The Rashbam points out, it seems that the person had such trepidation to use the field properly, and that's why, because he knew it wasn't his, and that's why he was using it in this funny way. The Rabbeinu Hananel says that the reason is, based on what the Gemara is going to say, that in a case where he's not going to get too much profit from his work on the field, that's not a chazaka. A chazaka is only when you're using the field in the most profitable way to use the field. That is certainly not what this guy is doing. If he's if he's harvesting it when it's still shachas, Amar Rava v'ibitzaver machoza kaima. But if the field where he's machzik is in the bika called of machuza havi chazaka, then it is a chazaka, because the people in machuza were very wealthy people and they had lots and lots of animals, so therefore they needed more animal fodder. So it was not unusual at all for them to have fields that had much potential, and yet they would still just harvest it very early in order to have the animal fodder, because they needed more animal fodder. So that is kindemachzki inchi in such a field. Amar Rav Nachman, another din relating to chazaka, tafticha. If you have a land that's not very viable for planting, it's got all sorts of cracks in the land and it's rocky, so it's not great for zriya, and you decide that you're going to plant there and you'll do whatever you can, you'll get whatever you can out of it, lavi chazaka, that's not a chazaka, because the Bailim didn't make a macha, because why would they make a macha? You're taking this rotten land, you're getting barely anything out of it. Rabbeinu Hanan has a different interpretation, that tefticha is a sada that's not, that hasn't been plowed, it's just that it rained and then the wind blew and the sun shone on it and it started developing cracks on its own, so the machzik went and planted in those cracks that were created naturally. So that's not a chazaka, because the ma'asim of the machzik were not like a regular bailim who would be machzik b'shalo. It was like a ma'isa chatifa, meaning it was more opportunistic, meaning if I own a field, I'll do everything, I'll plow it, I'll plant it, I'll do everything that to all the preparatory work to plant it properly. But oh, it just happens that some acts of nature, an act of God, some forces of nature made it happen that it was plantable, and then I just went and I planted it. That's not the way a Bailim behaves toward his field, and therefore that would not be a chazaka. That's the other interpretation, that's Rabbeinu Hananel's interpretation of what tafticha means over here. There's a third interpretation, Rav Haigon is quoted in the Rashba, with a third interpretation about the tafticha. Means that you open up a waterway into the field, but even though that's beneficial for the field, that's not called that you're working the field. Okay, so these things are not a chazaka. Rav Nachman says, "Vayter apikura va'ayil kura lavi chazaka." If what you the yield that you're able to get from that field is no more than what you put into the field, you put a core of seeds into the field, and all you got out of it is a core, that's not a chazaki either. V'hanid be'reish kalusa. The people of the Reish Galusa, lo machziki ban, they don't have a chazaka when they go into our fields. Meaning, if they move into my field for 3 years, the Reish Galusa does not have a chazaka. He better keep on to his, he better hold on to his shtar, because the assumption is I'm not going to make a machab because he's the Reish Galusa. I'm intimidated by him, not because it's not my field. V'lo machzikin b'hu, and we don't have a chazaka on their fields. That if I'm machzik in one of their karkos, because they're so wealthy and they have so many properties, they're not going to make a macha every time someone moves into one of their properties. And to the contrary, the Rishonim point out, they may even be happy about the fact that I'm in their property because someone's got to take care of it, and it's just easier. And they know that they're the Reish Kalusa, so they'll be able to throw me out whenever they want because they're powerful enough. So they'll have me taking care of their property in the middle of free labor, and then as soon as they want to take it back, they'll come in and they'll throw me out. So that's not going to be no amount of time that I stay in their field is going to be a chazaka. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion about chazaka on karka. So now we go back to what we said in our Mishnah. We had said va'avadim. We said for a chazaka on an eved, you need 3 years miyom liyom. So ask the Gemara, avadim yeshlam chazaka? Really, you have a chazaka of gimel shanim on avadim v'amreish lakish hagodros ein lam chazaka. That if you have small animals, there is no din chazaka. No, the person who's in possession of the godros is not believed to say that he had purchased them, because the ma'arer can make a taina. I never sold you that behema. Yeah, how do you have it? It's a behema. It walked on its own, so it probably just wandered into your property, and now you're claiming that it's yours. Well, you know what else walks? Avadim walk. So how can you have a chazaka on avadim? Shouldn't the previous owner of the eved, if we know him to be the marakama, we know him to be the previous owner, shouldn't he be able to have a taina and say that it probably just walked in on its own? So Rava, in the chazaka the altar, aviyesh on chazaka the achshal shalim. Yeah, in a chinami. All we're saying is that avadim, there is no chazaka immediately, like other metaltalim. Normally, metaltalim, you have a chazaka right away, that if a person is holding on to an object, we assume that he is the bailim of the object, and he doesn't need to bring a raya because it's biyado. So that's where Yishlok says that by godros, there's no chazaka like metaltalim would normally have a chazaka, but a cheskas gimel shanim godros would have, and avadim would have. Meaning, essentially, we're saying ein achinami. Godros and avadim are exactly the same. That there's no chazaka like you would be machzik on metaltalim, but there is a chazaka le'acher gimel shanim. That once you have 3 years, then you have a chazaka. The Rashbam and Rov Rishonim say that Rav is talking about both Avadim and Balei Chayim, that they don't have a chazaka like Metaltalim, but they do have a chazaka like Shalosh Shanim. So that way that we just explained is the Shita of Rov Rishonim, but not everyone agrees. The Rashba says that no, Rav is only talking about Avadim, that Avadim, there's no chazaka li'altar, but there is a chazaka li'achar gimel shanim. But Godros, there's no chazaka right away, but you don't need 3 years. Shana, Shnatayim, whatever it is that the derech of the bailim to be makbid and not to leave them in someone else's property, that's going to be the chazaka. But when it comes to godros, it's lav dafka going to be 3 years. It's just not going to be immediate. The Yad Ramah writes that Rava is speaking only about avadim, and godros never have a chazaka. Godros is only chazaka bishtar. But the pashtus is like we read the Gemara the way the Rashbam understood, that godros and avadim are in the same category. There's no chazaka immediately. They don't have a din of metaltal, they don't have a chazaka immediately. Rather, it takes gimel shanim. Amar Rava, imayukata mutal barisa. Let's say this eved that your machzikin is a baby in his crib. He doesn't walk. So yesh l'chazaka li'altar. Then it's like any metaltalin, because then you have chazaka right away, because it doesn't walk on its own. So it must be, if you're holding on to this this eved, this infant eved, that he's yours. So says Rav Pshita, of course he's yours. He doesn't. It's not like when you look away, he runs around, and then he just pretends to be an infant, and he's not able to walk afterwards, and he can't walk. So lo tzricha de'isa ima. Now the case is that he has a mother, and she brought him to the home of the machzik many times. So mal detema nechash dona ime al se lahasam. I might have thought that we have to be choshesh that the mother brought him into the house and forgot him there. So that's not, so it's like godros, that the mother just wandered in and just she left her baby there. You know, so she forgot the baby there. But it's not the raya that you're the rightful owner. So kamash mon a big chiddush emel menashe bra. A mother doesn't forget her baby. That's not it's not something that's a reasonable chashash that the mother's just going to leave the baby behind unless the baby actually belongs there. There was a maisa in Arda with goats that came into a field and they ate some peeled barley that the balasada had put out in the sun, and there were no edim about how much they actually ate. So goats walked into someone else's field. My goats walked into your field and they ate a bunch of barley. We don't know how much they ate. So asamari chushla, the owner of that barley came, tafsinu, he grabbed the goats. He he was toe-faced then. Havakata and Tuva. And he said, you know what? You owe me a lot of money because these goats of yours ate a lot of value from me. So, but we have no proof of how much they ate. He's able to make a taina. He has nemanus up until the value of the goats. Because if he wanted, he could have said, I am the owner of these goats, and he'd be believed with such a taina. So he's neman to say, I'm not the owner of these goats, but these goats damaged, and I'm not giving them back until you pay me for what these goats ate from my property. But Yosef Mikitei Demeyan, that he wouldn't have a migo on, because being the owner of the goats would only give him, if the goats are worth $500, it would only give him $500 of value. So to claim that you owe him $1,000, he's not in such a bargaining position to be able to make such a claim. V'amrei Shlakish, the goats were saying to Chazaka, what do you mean he could have said, these are my goats? What, just because he's holding on to them? Didn't we just say that there's no Chazaka on goats, that small farm animals wander around, and therefore it's not a Chazaka? Says Mara, shiny easy to mesil the roa. No, goats are different, because the way they work is you bring them to you give them to a shepherd to watch them, and therefore they don't just wander around aimlessly. So if you have them, they must be yours. Yeah, but the shepherd only gets them after the first few minutes of the day and before the last few minutes of the day. I mean, the way apparently it would work is everyone would just gather their goats together and say, okay, go, and the goats would all go they would know exactly where to go, and they would go to the shepherd's house, and all the goats from the whole town would gather at the shepherd's house. I don't know how they knew how to go or whatever. Maybe this is a thing that goats do. So they all knew. So all the balabatim would send their goats off to their day at the shepherd. They put on their backpacks and they would say, "Okay, so you'll go to the shepherd," and they would take pictures. And then they would go on their own, and they would be at, so in the beginning and the end of the day, they're wandering around on their own. So shouldn't they have a din of godros? So says Rabbi Narda, Taya Yishchichi. Now, in Harda'a, there were a lot of Yishma'ilim around, and the Yishma'ilim are a bunch of Ganavim, so they wouldn't just let the goats go on their own. They would lose their goats if they did that, because the Yishma'ilim would all steal them. So they would walk their goats, they would hold them by the hand and go and walk their goats all the way to the shepherd's house, so they were never left alone. And that's why you do have a chazaka on these goats. So now the final discussion. Rabbi Shmuel says that you need, in order to have a chazaka, 3 months. Full year, 3 months. So a total of 18 months to have a chazaka and karka, whereas Rabbi Akiva had said 1 month, full year, 1 month. So a total of 14 months. So they meant near Ikabinayim. Maybe what they're arguing about is whether plowing a field is enough of an avodas karka to say that is a year's worth of chazaka. That I only had the field for 1 month, so what did I have time to do already? All I was able to really do in that 1 month is to plow the field. That Rabbi Shmuel would say, not good enough. That is not enough to create a chazaka. And Rabbi Kiva would say, it is good enough. The Rabbi Shmuel suffer near lo havi chazaka. Rabbi Kiva suffer near havi chazaka. That's why Rabbi Shmuel requires 3 months, because in 3 months you could do more than just plowing. But in 1 month, all you're going to be able to do is plow. So says Mar v'tizbra, the Rabbi Kiva, ma'ir yechodesh. Well, if Rabbi Kiva holds that near is good enough, that all you need to do is plow the field, why do you need to be there for a month? I feel the yom echanami. You could plow a field in a day. So according to Rabbi Akiva, chazaka should have been 1 day, full year, 1 day. So Ella de Kuli Alma near lo avi chazaka. It must be that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree that near is not a chazaka. Vahacha pira rabu pira zuta ikibinayu. The machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is: do you need to eat large peros, or it's good enough to eat very small peros? The Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not a chazaka unless you ate peros that were growing for 3 months, which is a gemara piri. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, nah, even if you eat the peros when they're shachas, when they're stubble, when they're not yet grown, that's enough to count it toward a year of chazaka. So both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree, just plowing is not enough to make chazaka. Tan Rabbanan, along the same lines, we have a brisa, near eino chazaka, v'yesho mareza chazaka. Tanakama says, like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that near is not a chazaka, but yeshom that it is a chazaka. Man yeshomrim, who's the yeshom that holds that it is a chazaka? Amrav chista Rabbi Acha, it's the shita of Rabbi Acha. Did Tanya, because we have a brisa that records such a shita, that nara shana uzra ashtayim, nara shtayim uzra ashana, eino chazaka, if one or two of the years that you were machzik in the karka. It was not, the only thing you did to generate that chazaka was plowing. That is not a chazaka. Rabbi Acha Omer, harei zo chazaka. Rabbi Acha says, yes, it is. That is a perfectly good chazaka, provided Tosa says that the planting was in between the two plowings. If you have plowing, then planting, that's weird, right? Why would you plow twice before you plant once? So that first plowing wouldn't count. So it's got to be plowing. That would be enough for a chazaka. Amravacha sha'olus kol gedolei adar v'amrli nir hareis a chazaka. He says, look, I've asked all the gedolei adar, and they all told me that nir is a chazaka, not like Rabbi Shaul, not like Rabbi Kiva, not like Tanakama. They all say that nir is a chazaka. Amrli Rav Bibi l'Rav Nachman, in my time of demand yamar, nir havi chazaka. What's the basis for the shita that nir is a good chazaka? So he says that the lo avidin ish tekriv le'la'are v'shasik, because no one would watch you plow their field and just not say anything. If you're plowing their field, they're going to say something about it. So since he was shasak and he didn't make a macha, it's a raya that it's not the previous owner's field anymore. My time in demand yamar nir lo havi chazaka. What's the basis for the shita that nir is not a good chazaka? Because meimar amar kol shiv v'shiva dekar v'layil bei. You know why I'm okay with you plowing the field and I'm not saying anything? You're doing my work for me. You're not getting any benefit from that. You're only going to benefit when it's the harvest season. So I'll come in before the harvest season and I'll get whatever I need to get. So the fact that you're plowing my field is just going to make it easier for me to plant, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now the Ramban writes, from the fact that we say that nir is not a chazaka, because the Bala Sad is just going to say, oh great, you're doing my work for me. So too, if someone is banu chorvaso shel chavero for 3 years, or for one of the three chazaka years, that doesn't count toward the chazaka year, because the guy who has the churva, who owns the dilapidated ruins, is like, oh, this is amazing. This guy is going, he's building a house on this property, on this churva. I'm perfectly happy with that. So that doesn't count as a chazaka, because someone is building on my property. Other Rishonim say, no, there's a difference. Plowing is plowing. So the guy's going to plow my field. There's not like multiple ways to plow. So however he plows, I'm happy with it. Let him do the work. But he's building a house on my property, and he built it weirdly. I don't know, he built the bedrooms far from the bathrooms, and I would have hired a different architect. That would have been entirely different. So you would say something if someone was building a house on your property. The Bnei Pum Nahara of Nachum Barav Chista, the Bnei Pum Nahara center of Nachum Barav Chista, Yilam Den Rabbeinu, please teach us, Rebbe, Nira Havi Chazaka, Allah Havi Chazaka. Now that we have this machlokas tonight, we don't know what to do. Is plowing the field a chazaka or not? So Amalu Rabbi Yachav, Kol Gedolei Ador Amri near Hareza Chazaka, that Rabbi Acha and all the Gedolei Ador, because he said, he asked all the Gedolei Ador, that they all said that near is a Chazaka. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rabusa L'Machshav Gavri, you think it's beneficial and it proves your point when you're able to say, I have so many people that hold that near is a Chazaka. Harav Ushmuel Bebavel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Beretzrol, Amri Lo Avi Chazaka. You can't just go counting shitos. The biggest people said it's not a chazaka. The two biggest Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel, the two biggest Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, all said it's not a chazaka. So I don't care that you have this. Oh, but all the Gedolim say. You can get the whole Moatzes to sign on. Bottom line is, the biggest people that ever lived say not that way. It doesn't matter. So how do we know that they all said it's not a chazaka? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Masnisin Hi. Well, we just showed Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva say it's not a chazaka, because if it were a chazaka, they would say you only require 1 day, full year, 1 day. But even Rabbi Kiva requires 1 month, full year, 1 month, because near is not enough. And for sure, Rabbi Shmuel, where it's 3 months, full year, 3 months. Rav Mahi, where do we find that Rav holds near is not a chazaka? Dom Rav, Zo, Divra Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. That our Mishnah about how many months you need, whether it's 14 months or 18 months to have a chazaka, that's their shita. But the Chum say you need 3 full years. What do they mean, miyom liyom? Miyom liyom lemute mai. What is a miyom liyom coming to exclude? Lav lemute nir delo. It's coming to exclude plowing, which is not a chazaka. Yeah, because if that were possible, you wouldn't need miyom liyom. It would be 12 months plus 2 days. Shmuel maihi. Where do we find Shmuel holding that nir is not a chazaka? Dam Rabbi Yom Shmuel. Zo de Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. That again, our Mishnah reflected the opinions of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. chamorim ad sheyigdor shalosh gederos, until you cut the dates for three years, v'yivtzor shalosh betziros, you harvest the grapes for 3 years, v'yimsok shalosh mesikos, and you harvest the olives for 3 years. So you see, the nir is not a chazaka, because then you could just have any one of them, and plus 2 days of charisha, one in the prior year and one in the following year. So you wouldn't need 3 years of doing these things. Maybe now, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel in their interpretation of the Chachamim? They both hold you need 3 years of Achilas Peros, so they just formulate it slightly differently. So what are Rav, meaning we know that both Rav and Shmuel hold near is not a Chazaka, but what are Rav and Shmuel themselves arguing about in their interpretation of the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel? So I'm Rabbi Dekel Nara Ikubinayu, a young Dekel that produces Peros very quickly, one right after the other. So it could be three times, it will produce Peros three times in less than 3 full years. That's the nafkamina between them. That according to Rav, it's not a Chazaka unless you have miyom liyom, 3 full years. And Shmuel doesn't talk about miyom liyom. Shmuel talks about 3 cycles of fruits growing. So if that happens in slightly less than 3 years, okay, so then you'll have a chazaka with that. But all agree that near is lo havi chazaka. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the 2 dots on the bottom of Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day.